Come fall, it was clear the pandemic would keep the halls of Allentown's Executive Education Academy Charter School empty for a while. So some staffers stood up remote learning, while others thought about how they'd keep eyes on their kids. As teacher Andrew Waldron put it, they didn't want their kids to feel like they were on Lonely Island. So teachers started making masked and socially distanced house calls. Here's what Waldron had to say when we interviewed him last fall.
We're not judging where you live. We're not judging the decor of the house. Nothing like that. It's all because we want to see the kids and we want them to know that we're still here for them.
And it wasn't just executives, teachers who were making house calls this year. When the pandemic closed schools in Reading, special education teachers were forced to move their lessons online too. But Reading's Heather Fisher, a multiple disability support teacher, found virtual school didn't work for her class. She watched her kids shut down, and that wouldn't do.
I cannot sit at my house knowing that these kids aren't learning and not do anything about it.
So after getting the green light from Reading's medical team, she packed up her car and brought school to her students' porches and backyards. And as one parent put it, they were beyond grateful for Fisher this year. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.